Exercise 3, page 89. Listen to the passage about the reality show Dragon's Den and decide if the sentences are true or false, or if the passage doesn't say. Put a tick in the correct column.
I'm asking for £500,000 for 49% of my company. The person saying these words is on Dragon's Den, one of the most popular reality shows on British TV. The speaker is an ordinary member of the public who has had an idea for a new product. He or she is speaking to a group of five business people who have already succeeded. They are all, in fact, very rich and are looking for a new company to put money into. The players have to stand in front of these dragons, as they are called, and sell their idea. After they explain who they are and what the product is, they usually show how it's used. Then the dragons ask them questions, such as why they feel the product could be a success and what help they want from the dragons, and so on. Finally, the five decide if they want to put their money into the company selling the product. The show was originally from Japan, where it was called The Tigers of Money. Since then, programs based on it have appeared in over 40 countries, including the UK. In the UK, it has led to some real success stories. For example, Levi Roots brought his spicy sauce Reggae Reggae to the dragons and got one of them to put money into his idea to, in his own words, put some music into your food. Today, his sauces are on every supermarket shelf in Britain and he is worth around £30 million. If one of the business people does not want to risk their money, they say the famous words, "I'm out." Five of those answers, and the player walks away with nothing. But that's not always the end, because due to the fame they get from appearing on the TV show, some of them find success anyway. In 2006, Rob Law's suitcase for kids, the Trunky, received no money from the dragons, but he recently sold the business he built up since then for more than £12 million. It seems that anything the dragons touch or refuse to touch can turn to gold.